Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
As parents, we have an instinct, and that is teach my child. The opportunity is right here, so I want to teach you a little life lesson. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, and maybe that's just me, but I think it's a fairly universal thing, Danny, that when we have an opportunity to give a lecture, we do.
And with great intention, right? But man, the temptation is constantly there. I would say I think we're all guilty of the fact that we want to teach at all moments.
There are times when I really find myself slipping in and I just say, I don't care. This feels really good to me. And I know that's making them squirm. So I'm just going to keep at it.
Yeah. And you know what it does to, especially to teens, is I'm just never going to please my parents. I'm not good enough. I don't have this. I can't get it. There's going to be a lot of self-doubt, or they'll just completely tune out, be desensitized to all instruction, and say, "Yeah, I don't want to hear it anymore. I can't get this." And really, it's what a parent needs to see is, what am I so anxious about? Because this is about relationship, it's about teaching, but it needs a balance of playfulness and connectedness, along with instruction along the way. Sometimes we learn our best life lessons in moments of mistakes and imperfections.
Well, Dr. Meg Meeker has some insights about this matter of helping your kids hear you and trust you. And let's go ahead and listen in as she talks with Jim Daly.
You know, I was just going to say, sometimes we in the culture are moving so fast. We believers in the culture are moving so fast with work and keeping the home in the right spot and helping the homework. We forget some of these deeper, subtle things that need to be accomplished in a child's life.
Right.
How do we catch ourselves so it's not just about the grocery list and paying the bills and making sure the homework's done and getting the kids off to the soccer team and all those kinds of things? How do we slow down and really feel and understand the contour of our children's experience so that we can parent them effectively?
Well, first of all, I think we need to really understand that kids see life very differently from the way we do. And one of the big mistakes that parents of kids 10 and older is to believe that they see what we see and they feel what we feel. And
we accept them as adults.
Exactly. Yeah. And they can handle what we can handle, and they can't, particularly when it comes to media, social media. I mean, for instance, now we have very clear data that shows that social media dramatically increases a girl's risk for depression. Now, we may look at that same media and go, oh, that's ridiculous that girl would post that. We can process it very differently. So first of all, to understand that kids are more sensitive in general to what they see and hear than we are, because their ears and their eyes perhaps have never seen that. We've seen it a million times. Then the other thing I think we knew, there are many things we need to do in the day that are mandatory. You need to drive your kids here. You need to cook dinner for them. You need to go to work in this. But wherever there are 15-minute pockets here and there where we don't need to be doing something, i.e. checking our email on our phone, put your phone down. Have a basket in your kitchen. And when you walk in the house, put your phone down there. Even, you know, just taking 15 minutes extra a day to look at your kids and to pay attention and to watch them. And it takes discipline.
Huh.
Takes a lot of discipline, but there's so much you can pick up on your kids by 15 minutes a day. And I always encourage dads, if you could spend 15 more minutes a day with your kids, just listening and reading to them, or take one-on-one time with each child a week or every other week, take them out to breakfast on Saturday morning. You know, parents always say kids don't want to talk, particularly teenagers. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They just don't want to be preached to. And they don't want to believe that you're asking them a question because you really want to follow up with a lesson you need to teach them.
Right.
Mothers are particularly good with that. So just listen to what they
say.
Well,
us dads can do that too, especially when we're panicking.
Yes.
We
yes.
get into preacher
yes.
mode.
I want to talk about this subject. I want to ask you questions and I'm going to teach you.
Yeah, and I hear it in my own home with my boys. Hey, I'd like to talk to you guys. Okay, what'd we do? That's always
right,
the first.
Exactly.
What happened?
Yeah.
But let's move to the spiritual connection here as believers in Christ. How does a father, a strong father, the title of your book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, how does a strong, good father begin to lay that groundwork for a strong faith in his daughter? Mm-hmm. What are some of those fundamentals that that dad needs to project and teach to help his daughter have a clear sense of faith and a rootedness in Christ?
Well, one of the most important things is to realize that you really are the doorway to God, because you're her first introduction to healthy masculinity or masculinity all. Mom can't introduce her to manhood, but you do. Huh. And so right from the time she's young, you sort of set a template for what she should expect from men, how they listen, how they talk, how they hug. Are they affectionate? Are they trustworthy? So first of all, you have to prove to your daughter that she can trust you and that you're a good guy. And then if she's willing to accept who you are, she'll open her heart to understanding who God the Father is.
Danny, learning to help our kids trust us and our intentions takes time and it takes practice. What are some good ways for us to develop that level of trust?
Well, look at it as a journey as a parent. That this isn't about having a perfect child or you being perfect as a parent. There's nothing has ever told us that we need to be perfect. In order for love to be present, we have to have imperfections. We have to have grace. That's the economy God set up. And in families, even more so, we are constantly running into each other's less than ideal moments and imperfections. And I think it's really about relationship and feeling understood by one another. So I think a great place to enter is help me understand you. And if we come in with that idea of a contribution as a parent, that I'm going to ask the questions that maybe my teen would love to have asked, or the questions that need to be asked in order to fully understand the moments and where my child is going, yeah, or help them with self-awareness, that's going to be my role as a parent, and I don't need to fix things. And so if a child feels understood and heard, it's going to create the trust that's necessary for those moments of instruction.
And those opportunities will present themselves.
Yes.
And it's a matter of whether or not I'm going to show up when they do, right? And have the right attitude?
Yeah, and right. The attitude's huge. The other part is, do I model it as a husband or wife to my spouse? Do I model what I'm asking my child to do with people around us and in our home? That can be a huge trust breaker for many teens. I've seen it in my counseling office where a parent is asking a child to do something that they themselves don't do, and trust is gone. And so then any guidance from there is really not listened to.
Well, there are some warning signs in what you've heard today and some encouragement as well, and I appreciate your insights, Danny. Let me mention, as we wrap here, Dr. Meeker's book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. It is a terrific resource. Make a donation to Focus on the Family of any amount today and request your complimentary copy. It's our thank you gift when you join the support team. You're going to find the opportunity to donate and get the book and other helpful articles and other podcasts even at our website, and we've got the details in the show notes. Next time, more from Dr. Meg Meeker, and for now, I'm John Fuller. On behalf of Danny and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.